The Washington State Supreme Court has ruled Seattle's gun tax is constitutional. The plaintiffs in the case say the ruling is disappointing and the gun owners need to follow Supreme Court elections more closely. KUOW's Paige Browning reports.
Gun rights advocates have argued Seattle's firearms tax is effectively a regulation on gun sales. They say only the state, not a city, has the authority to regulate firearms. But in their 8-1 decision, the state Supreme Court ruled Seattle's tax is simply a tax, not a regulation. Supporters of gun rights say that ruling is an example of why Supreme Court elections are so important. Dave Workman is a communications director for the Second Amendment Foundation.
You know, after all, we're electing people to sit on the state Supreme Court. They're the final arbiter of state law. And in this case, I think it may be a wake-up call to Washington state gun owners to pay a lot more attention to that.
The Seattle City Council started enforcing the gun tax last year. Dealers are taxed $25 per gun sale and 2 to 5 cents for ammunition. Workman says it's already caused some gun stores to relocate out of Seattle. He says he's concerned other cities might make similar moves now that the Supreme Court upheld Seattle's law. I'm Paige Browning, KUOW News.